it's time for us to go looking for trouble. We're going to look in footnotes and dig our way up because Kyle Guskey, investment analyst from New Constructs, is here, and he's taking us on a tour of the danger zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone. This is where we work with New Constructs to help you see how, at times, the numbers on your favorite stocks and mutual funds aren't presenting a true picture. At New Constructs, they dig in at the footnotes level and work their way back up. And they do it because when you dig in at the top down, you're only skin deep. And when you're skin deep, you have to ask yourself a question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is possible. And when something is not as attractive as it otherwise looks or as people might think, it's dangerous. By the way, it's flipped around the other way. At times, what is most attractive to the folks at New Constructs are things that on the surface level look dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. And don't forget, they blog about all of their danger zone picks. So if you want more information on anything you hear us talking about today, go to the website and you'll be able to get it. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst for New Constructs. He's stepping in for David Trainer today. Kyle, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Companies that use and incentivize with adjusted EBITDA.
Danger, danger.
Okay, companies that use and incentivize with adjusted EBITDA. That's a mouthful that's hard to understand, but I know there's got to be real life examples underneath. So who are we talking about specifically? And then help us understand what they've done that's dangerous.
This week, we're looking at Teladoc Health and Integer Holdings.
So that's ticker symbol TDOC for Teladoc Health and Integer Holdings, ITGR. And again, they have relied on adjusted EBITDA. That's their problem. But explain how and why that's a problem and where it shows up in their numbers.
Yeah, so David's talked in the past about flawed valuation metrics, and in this case, adjusted EBITDA is a flawed profitability metric. And it is so because it can remove all sorts of real costs of the business and let executives and management present a company that is profitable when we see that it's not. And in this case, both of these companies, it becomes more troublesome when they tie their executive compensation to adjusted EBITDA. So in the case of Teladoc, we're looking at a company that shows since 2015, their adjusted EBITDA has grown from negative $47 million to positive $13 million in 2018. Meanwhile, economic earnings have gone from negative $72 to negative $186 over the same time. And so we look at that and say, okay, where is the discrepancy there? And we see taking out of adjusted EBITDA is stock-based compensation expense, interest expense, acquisition and integration costs. And these are common items that companies do take out of adjusted EBITDA, but with Teladoc, a big part of their growth has been acquisitions. So they're able to grow revenue 75% compounded annually since 2014. And then they also note that organic revenue has been much slower at 29% compounded annually. So you've got a company that is acquiring revenue and then removing that cost of acquiring revenue when they actually present their adjusted EBITDA. Lo and behold, they also pay executives on adjusted EBITDA. So you can say, hey, go out and achieve this great adjusted EBITDA that lets you remove the cost of growing your revenue and growing your business.
And it's not even that adjusted EBITDA is something that the average investor or even the average analyst is going to say, oh, that's my number. That's the one I want to see. The problem here is they're doing accounting shenanigans for the purpose of making this number look better, because when this number looks better, the executives get paid more. And again, it masks the real trouble.
Exactly. And most times analysts, you know, wouldn't focus solely on just EBITDA. But in Teladoc Health, they actually say in their earnings release, we utilize adjusted EBITDA as the primary measure of our performance. So they're telling you it's the most important thing. And it looks obviously much better than the true profits of the firm. And because of that, it can look undervalued if one were looking at just adjusted EBITDA growth. But when we look at it, it does not look undervalued at all. It looks significantly overvalued.
So how bad is that? Give us an idea.
Yeah, so we always like to run the different scenarios. And to simply justify its current price, you need to improve margins from negative 15% to 8% and grow revenue by 30% compounded annually for 13 years, which would actually be double the rate of the expected industry growth. So we said, okay, even if we achieve, you look at a positive scenario, they're able to achieve that 8% NOPAT margin and grow profits by 20% compounded annually for a decade, we're looking at $11 a share.
Okay, let's turn it over to Integer Holdings, which is ITGR.
Yep.
How bad is the situation there? And is it fueled by the same thing?
Yes, it's fueled by a lot of the same things. We've got adjusted EBITDA that's rising 11% year over year. Economic earnings fell from negative 29 to negative 57 million. They remove a lot of the same expenses, but they also throw in strategic reorganization and alignment, manufacturing alignment to support growth expenses, all things that are admittedly growing their business, they're taking out of this number. But then they also say 75% of your annual bonus is tied to adjusted EBITDA. So essentially, it's two companies, and in Integer's case, that are using EBITDA to show themselves as profitable and let executives keep earning bonuses as they destroy shareholder value.
And how distorted is Integer's value?
Yeah, so we looked at that and justify its current price. They have to maintain current margins, which are the highest they've ever achieved in the company's history, and grow profits by 10% compound annually for 12 years, which implies they have to grow their revenues by more than double consensus expectations for the next couple of years. So we wanted to look at, you know, what could be a possible downside, even if they are able to maintain the current margins and grow profit by 5% compound annually for the next decade. We're looking at $39 a share.
And that's a stock that currently is trading at above 85. By the way, Teladoc, which was $11 a share, is a stock trading in the 60s. And so those projections are ugly. Kyle, great stuff as always. Again, it's companies that are relying on adjusted EBITDA. And again, these companies have told you that's what they're doing, or they've told the market that's what they've been doing. So the companies that personified it, Teladoc Health, TDOC, and Integer Holdings, ITGR, two companies that, well, Kyle Guskey just told you he thinks at some point they are headed for trouble. Kyle, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me.
That's Kyle Guskey, everybody. He is investment analyst at New Constructs. And if you want more information, newconstructs.com. On Twitter, at New Constructs. Remember, they blog about their Danger Zone picks, so you can always get more information there. Up next, our big interview with Terry Spath from Sierra Investment Management. We'll be talking money and markets.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.